Today's devotional is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew. It's chapter 10, and Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the speaker. He says these words in verse 29, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father." And then in verse 31, "Fear ye not therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." There's a lovely little thought. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. The sparrow is perhaps the most insignificant and overlooked and common of all birds. If an eagle was soaring above us, we would take time to look at it. If a nightingale was singing, we would take time to listen to it. If somebody came in with a parrot or a cockatiel, we would stand and watch it. If you saw an owl, you would take notice. But the little sparrow is a bird that very few people take much of an interest in. It says in verse 29, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing?" And then in Luke chapter 12 and verse 6, it says that five sparrows are sold for two farthings. And that just indicates that if somebody was to buy two sparrows for a farthing, or they said, "Well, what can you give me for two farthings?" they would throw in an extra sparrow for free. And that fifth sparrow, literally, to the seller, would have no value at all. It just shows us how humble and how seemingly insignificant the sparrow is. And yet it says here that not one of them is forgotten of your Father. Not one of those little sparrows shall fall to the ground without your Father. The eye of our God is upon the sparrow. He takes note of the little sparrow. In fact, in the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus said, "Behold the fowls of the air, for your heavenly Father feedeth them." And Jesus Christ here says, "Ye are of more value than many sparrows." And if our God looks out for the sparrows and looks after the sparrows and feeds the sparrows, and he does, and they're not forgotten before him, and he sees them from their birth to their death, and he watches over them all the ways in between, he says, "You're of more value than they." And therefore we do not need to worry, because our Heavenly Father knoweth us through and through. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. God is a great care of his creation, but God especially cares for the Christian. The Christian, the child of God, those who have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ are his peculiar treasure, and he watches over his own. The eye of the Lord is upon the righteous. His ear is open unto their cry. The great reformer Martin Luther, so greatly used of God in the time of Reformation, which was really a revival on a national and even on an international scale. Martin Luther, at the end of his day, said one of the greatest preachers that he ever saw was a little robin that came every day and sat on his study window morning, and then again, often in the evening. And that little robin would sing a song. The song of a robin is a beautiful song. And that little robin would sing. And there was always food for it. It always had a song, a reason to sing. And it filled Luther's heart with such courage and such confidence that if God put the song in the robin's heart and God fed the robin, that God would look after him, though 1,000 armies were arrayed against him. You are of great value today. If you're not a Christian, you are created for a purpose in the image of God and of great value. The Bible says the redemption of their soul is precious. So valuable does God count you and I that the Son of God died on a cross and shed his precious blood to redeem us and to pay such a great price, more than a farthing, more than two farthings. In fact, the highest currency that heaven could afford was the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he shed that blood for you, his child. Take comfort, take courage, that the God who watches over the sparrow keeps his eye upon you. Thank you for listening. God bless you.